This episode of Spirit Live contains coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Thank you for listening.
Are we the assholes for starting a podcast with absolutely no credentials? Me, 19-year-old male, started a podcast with my friend, 19-year-old female. And you're listening to it right now. This is No One Asked.
Welcome to No One Asked. Hi, I'm Christina Marcon.
And I'm Millen Single.
This is No One Asked, the show where we talk about literally anything.
Even if no one asked.
If you couldn't tell by the title, today we're doing something a little bit fun, a little bit different. We're reading Reddit stories.
Yippee!
We are the first people to do this. No one else reads Reddit stories anywhere.
There's probably a whole YouTube channel or podcast.
But we were the first.
Yeah, we're the first to ever do it.
Do we want to get right into it?
Yeah.
Okay, so story number one. Am I the asshole for not giving my sister my wife's clothes?
Wait. Am I the asshole for not giving my sister my wife's clothes? Okay.
My wife was a corporate lawyer. Sorry.
My wife.
Anyways, okay. Lock in. This is serious.
Oh, yeah.
My wife was a corporate lawyer and a mediator. She had some very nice work clothes. Mm-hmm. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and was gone in 2 years.
Oh.
The last 6 months of her life were hell. My sister Sarah didn't do jack shit for us during that time. Mm-hmm. My wife never liked her. Mm-hmm. I do not like her. She is a selfish cow.
Oh,
at
wow.
At my wife's wake, she started asking about my wife's clothes, and I brushed her off. She wanted to pick out a few pieces to remember my wife by, and I ignored her. It's been 6 months, and I've attended my mom's birthday, but I'm still not in the mood to deal with people. Then Sarah comes, asking about my wife's clothes. I told her my wife wanted me to donate them to this women's shelter that she often helped.
Mm-hmm.
It will help women in need with their own court cases, court appointments, and job interviews.
Mm-hmm.
My sister Sarah said my wife was even selfish in death. I asked her, what the fuck did she mean? And she started going off on how my wife always thought she was better than her, and it's not fair that the clothes are going to charity and not to family. I told my sister I would rather see my wife's clothes lit on fire than on her back.
My sister
started crying, and my mom came over to see what was wrong. My mom told me to be easy on my sister because she was taking my wife's death hard.
Oh.
The fucking insanity of that coming out of my mom's mouth made me grab my gift and leave. My mom acts like I had to ruin her birthday by being melodramatic, but I cannot believe their emotional blackmail towards me over fucking clothes that they have no right to. So, am I the asshole for not giving my sister my wife's clothes?
Oh my god, no, he's not the asshole. What the hell?
Okay, so some comments here saying, not the asshole. Besides the fact that you are following your wife's wishes, your sister is acting like a vulture.
Yeah.
And why is your mother worrying about your sister taking your wife's death hard when you were the one who lost their wife?
Right. And also, okay, the sister immediately, like, at the wake
is insane.
That's crazy. You could hold off a little bit if you really want those damn clothes. But,
no.
Girl, taking the death hard when that's literally his wife? That's weird.
That's not an excuse. I mean, I don't know. I just think the biggest issue is, one, he obviously says that he has problems with his sister.
Yeah.
I think it's just the timing. Like, she timed that so terribly, and it's clear that they don't have a good relationship.
Right.
So it's not that nonsense about, something to remember her by. Like, let's be for real.
It's obviously so different if the situation was different. Like, if they were close.
Exactly.
If her and her brother had a close relationship.
Right.
But they don't.
And I don't appreciate the mom coming in and be like, take it easy on her. She's taking it really hard. It's his wife.
Yeah. And also, like, I think the second he said, like, if, like, that the clothes are going to a women's shelter and that was her wish, then immediately, like, back off.
Right.
It's a good place for them to go.
No,
it's a great, like, cause to, like, be like, actually, that's where I want my clothes to
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Like, not only is it not your place, it's also, like, the place where they are going
is valid
it's
and great.
It's a valid, like, like, you should not be upset that they're going to a women's shelter.
Yeah.
I don't know. So the verdict was obviously not the asshole.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. That's completely right.
Yeah.
Reddit, finally got it right for once.
Yeah, I want to see one where it's like the person's like, am I the asshole? And everyone's like, yes, yeah. You are.
And let's get to it right now. Okay. Story number two. Am I the asshole for calling my sister cruel for her tattoo idea?
Oh.
Sis is 28. I'm 26 man.
Sis is 28.
My sis, let's call her N, has always had a strained relationship with our parents, especially my mom. I am clearly not privy to the reasons because things are fine between me and my parents. When N went to college, she met her creative writing professor as a freshman, and they got close immediately. They would do a lot together and work closely on a few different writing projects. N never specifically said this, but it was obvious to anyone who saw them interact that they had a substitute mother-daughter type relationship, which hurt my mom a lot to see. I always thought she'd grow out of it or that the prof would move on, but 10 years later, they were still very close. About a month ago, the prof died unexpectedly, and it devastated N. She was really depressed over the holidays, which of course was all in front of my mom, and was a difficult reminder that N loved the professor as a mother way more than she ever loved my mom as a mother. She still talks to my parents and stuff, and they don't fight or anything, but N is very distant and doesn't tell them anything about her life beyond the bare minimum. My mom tried to comfort N, but N was doing her distant thing and didn't want comfort. Something unfortunate that happened to N is that when she got the call that she died, she was brewing tea. And in the shock of the news, she spilled boiling water on her arm, which burned her kind of badly on her wrist. I think the burn was like on the borderline of second and third degree, and definitely still looked pretty rough during the holidays. N said it was especially hard because in addition to the physical pain, every time she looks at it, it is a reminder of the moment she found out the prof died, which I totally get. I was on FaceTime with N, and she said she talked to her tattoo artist, who said that the burn should be able to heal well enough to get a tattoo over it. N then excitedly told me about her idea, which is a type of flower that the prof gave her at her undergraduate graduation, a bouquet of flowers. Mm-hmm. My mom was so embarrassed that day because she didn't get any flowers for N, but the prof did, and N was parading them around so happy, and it was a reminder of their connection. I guess N and the prof exchanged these flowers for every special occasion like birthdays, etc. So now she wants to get a decent-sized tattoo in a highly visible spot of something that will remind everyone of the prof. I told N that this seems like really cruel to my mom, who already feels cast aside and like she's in exile from N. And that's without the constant permanent reminder. N kind of scoffed and said, I can't believe you think you have a right to tell me not to do this. Called me an ass and hung up and is still not talking to me except for a very brief text saying, congrats for a promotion I just got. My parents aren't commenting. My dad said I should have just kept quiet even though he agrees, and my mom made no comment but seemed grateful I stood up for her. I feel like I was just being protective of my mom, but am I the asshole?
Okay. I feel like the whole story isn't being told here because, like, is this mom just, like, not a good mom to
N? That's what, like, I was thinking because Right? Here's the thing. The way this is written, I can't help but think this is a situation where it's, like, golden child, ignored child. The person writing this is very clearly the mother's favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
I don't think there's any problem with that tattoo.
No, of course not.
She was clearly close to this prof, and they passed. They got them a
bouquet of flowers
for graduation, and the mother didn't get anything.
The mother felt bad that she forgot to get her daughter a bouquet of flowers. Like, that's on you. Like, what?
She forgot, or she just didn't? Because does it say that she forgot? Because I thought it was just she just didn't get them.
My mom was so embarrassed that day because she didn't get N flowers, but the prof did.
Yeah,
so
she just didn't get them.
It's not even like...
It wasn't like I
completely forgot to get flowers. It's like, I'm not going to get flowers. She then saw that the prof got her flowers and then felt embarrassed.
Like, that's on you.
And also, like, some of the language in here is really, like, interestingly written.
Right, like, that's what I was saying. Is like,
second paragraph, my mom tried to comfort N, but N was doing her distant thing and didn't want comfort.
Yeah.
Like that's not how you talk about someone who's grieving the loss of someone who was clearly a motherly figure.
She was doing her distant thing.
She was doing her distant thing and she didn't want to talk to people. Shut up.
Shut up, but also, like, if this distant thing has, like, happened before, like, that's just how she... Like, why does she act like this? Like, why is she distant
exactly.
to your family? There's clearly something that
no
we're not
self-reflection
being told.
Is occurring here.
Yeah, like, there's definitely... Well, okay, I shouldn't say definitely, like, I know these people, but
yes.
There's probably just not a good relationship.
Going
and that's why
here.
She's found a mentor in someone else and has had a better relationship with someone else who's, like, a mother figure. And I don't think there's... a problem with getting that tattoo. Mm-hmm. If the mom feels embarrassed, like, she should reach deeper into herself onto why she feels embarrassed. Not like, I feel embarrassed because you're doing this thing, so you shouldn't do this thing anymore. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Some of the comments here, you're the asshole. Mind your business. Your mom being embarrassed because she forgot to buy her daughter flowers is her own damn problem. Yeah. We can all tell you are mommy's golden child from this post, your poor sister, which I agree. Yeah. Like,
I think that's what's going on.
It's kind of ridiculous. Another one, you're the asshole. It's okay if you and your sister have different relationships with your mom. Yeah. Trying to make your sister see your mom just like you do is not going to work.
Yeah.
I think they're both grown up. Like, the point for that has passed. I'm sorry.
Right.
Your mom has established this relationship with your sister. It's
exactly
trying to erase the prof out of her life is not going to fix it. It's just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
So obviously, verdict was you're the asshole.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's also like the thing with it being a tattoo is it's her body. You don't have a place like to tell her, I think this is a bad idea. If your mom feels bad about it, let her mom talk to your sister about it.
Yeah.
Why are you acting as the intermediary between the two? Yeah. That's not your job.
I agree. Also, it's not like it's like she's getting her name tattooed.
It's flowers.
It could mean anything. And like to say like it's in a place where everyone can see and it's decently sized, but no one knows what it means. Yeah, it's not like it's something that's explicitly saying like the prof who passed away is
my substitute mother.
Like it's not saying something like that.
We have one more story. Mm-hmm. This one is a bit of a long one. So, am I the asshole because I don't want my half-brothers to come on a trip with my uncle and I? I, 15-year-old male, three older half-brothers, twins, Max and Jake, 18 male, and Shane, 16 male.
Okay.
We have the same mother, but they have a different father. Max, Jake, and Shane's father is very involved in their life, and they live with him every other week. On the other hand, I have a deadbeat, absent father that I never see. Mm-hmm. I have no relationship with my half-brother's father. My half-brothers definitely do not treat me the same way they treat each other. I have friends who have older brothers who are supportive and hang out with them and are there for them, and mine are nothing like that. Often, when Max, Jake, and Shane are at their dad's, I spend the weekend with my uncle, mom's brother. Because of that, my uncle and I are very close. One of the things that we do together is watch NASCAR since he's made me a fan. It's our thing. As far as I know, my half-brothers don't watch NASCAR. I've never watched a race with them, at least. Next week, Max, Jake, and Shane were supposed to be at their dad's. My uncle was going to take me to the NASCAR race in Atlanta that weekend, just him and I. However, my brother's dad has had to go away on a business trip, I guess, meaning they aren't going to their dad's next week. Since they'll be here, my uncle also invited them to come to Atlanta to the race with us. I don't want them to come. When they went to Europe or Florida or skiing or New York or any of the other trips they take with their dad, I don't get invited. They go away with him two or three times a year. I've never been away because my mom can't afford it. This will actually be my first time on a plane. They get everything. This is the one thing I had, just my uncle and he just invited them. Since they're going, I no longer want to go, and I'm considering telling my uncle that tomorrow. When he told me they were coming, he could see I wasn't happy. He knows how I feel about my relationship with them. But he said since they're home, he can't not invite them because it wouldn't be fair. But it's not my fault their dad is going away. I know my uncle can uninvite them now, so I really think I just prefer to stay home and not go. Would I be the asshole if I told my uncle I don't want to go and instead stayed home? This one is really tough.
I think he should still go. Like, yeah. I feel like he would be an asshole to tell his uncle that he's not going anymore because his half-brothers are going. I think it puts the uncle in a really weird position because the uncle was just being nice and inviting the half-brothers. And now if he says that he's not going anymore, then it's just not going to happen kind of thing. Like, that sucks.
I also think, you know, you have to understand your uncle's position where not only, one, is he's trying to be nice, but two, he's also stepping in for your mom big time here, who you said is emotionally tight right now and is having a hard time supporting the both of you. So, you know, he's offering to take you on this NASCAR trip. It's kind of disrespectful to not go. But some comments here are saying, and I agree with this, it's tricky. OP isn't an asshole for his feelings, but Uncle isn't an asshole for wanting to bond with all his nephews.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the fatherless one. Which is a crazy way to put that. In fact, the brothers could come on here upset because Mom's family exclude them and favors little bro as he doesn't have a dad.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they could do the inverse where they complain about his mom.
Yeah.
Which is, I totally get that. You know, it's just, it's purely circumstantial right now. One other comment is kind of agreeing with you. Mm-hmm. It says, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. Go on the trip and enjoy it.
Yeah. I understand he's, like, upset because he never gets invited to the trips that his half-brothers and their dad go on. And I think that's a separate issue that can be addressed. But this is a separate situation where it's, mm-hmm. like, they've been invited because it's something particular is happening. They're back home. They're available.
Right.
The uncle's taking them. Like, I think this is completely separate from the original poster not being invited to, like, their half-brother's things. I think they should invite him now that, like, his uncle's doing this and they're going on a trip, but I think that's completely unrelated.
The verdict was not the asshole, but a lot of the comments were divided, not so much on asshole or not the asshole. I think they all agreed, like, he's not really an asshole if he decides not to go because he would just be uncomfortable, and that's fine, I guess.
Yeah, I understand why he doesn't want to go.
Yeah, the most of the comments were really debating on, like, should he go or should he not? And I don't know, this was one of the most comments I've seen. Just because a lot of people were making great points. Like, if you're not comfortable, think about it. Are you really going to have...
Yeah.
Are you going to enjoy the trip?
Yeah.
And I don't know, but we do have an update.
Uh-huh. Oh, do we?
Yes, there is an update. After reading the comments, I realized it wasn't my place to ask my uncle not to invite my brothers, as he is also their uncle. Also, if I chose not to go, I would just be denying myself something I really wanted to do and would be upset and would upset my uncle, which I didn't want. So I decided to go to the NASCAR race. I also decided against saying anything further at that time.
Uh-huh.
The days before we left, it felt like my brothers were actually being nicer than usual, so that was cool. They added me to their group chat so that it would be easier to keep in contact on the trip, the reason they gave, in parentheses. I roomed with one of my older brothers, Max, in the hotel. On Saturday, we went to the racetrack for the first races. I was getting food when I accidentally cut the line, parentheses, I thought people standing in front had already ordered. Someone pointed it out to me, and I went to the right spot in line. There was a guy in line who was super mad, going on about how I was a little asshole and only apologized because I got caught, and he walked up to me yelling. And then a Max appeared and told the guy to calm down and to stop yelling at me. He kept yelling at me, and Max stood between me and the guy and told him, if you say another thing to my little brother, we're going to have a problem. And the guy finally backed off. I've never seen Max as mad as he was right then over that guy yelling at me, and it meant a lot the way he jumped in. Back in our hotel room that night, I was thanking Max again for standing up for me earlier, and he told me, as his brother, he'd always do that for me. It seemed like the right moment, so I finally took the advice and opened up to him. I told him that I wish me, him, Jake, and Shane hung out more.
There's four of them?
Yeah, because it's the three other half-brothers and then him.
Oh, three.
Yeah. So,
oh my God, so many.
Me, him, Jake, and Shane hung out more together, and I'd like doing more stuff with him and them. We talked for a long time about our relationship. Max then talked to Shane and Jake because the next day they both apologized for me having felt left out as well. When we flew back home, Max had told Jake more about what I said. In parentheses, he asked me if he could first. Jake and I went out on Tuesday and talked about it a bunch, and he kept apologizing for letting me down. I told him it was probably mutual and I didn't act like I wanted to spend time with him. But he told me he was my big brother and should have been better at it. We've all agreed to do better going forward. Kind of funny that it was a drunk guy yelling at me, which got me to open up in the end. End of story. So
that sounds like a movie.
Yeah,
that was really
sweet. And
I'm glad he went.
Yeah. Because if he didn't go, that wouldn't have happened.
And I think it would have caused problems
between
them. And now it made them closer.
Closer. I don't know. That's so cool that not only did your brother step in, but then, you know, you were able to talk to them and then get that kind of closure.
That's
That was really sweet.
Wow, a wholesome Reddit story.
To end off right there.
Yeah.
That's our last story. I did really like that update, you know?
Yeah.
The first two were
I feel
cooked.
Like, do Am I the Asshole stories ever, like, get, or, like, often get updated?
Pretty frequently. Okay. Sometimes the ones that really, like, pop off, and people are, like, demanding to know what happened. Some Reddit stories, the situations that people describe are actually, like, kind of scary, and you don't know if the person is, like, really in danger.
If,
like,
they're okay. Like,
trigger warning, like, abuse and things like that, like, infidelity, cheating. Wow. Those ones, people are like, please
update.
You have to give us an update.
Okay, that was so wholesome. I like that.
I really like that one. That one was really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that about does it, guys.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed.
I'm glad you guys enjoyed this. You will enjoy this.
You will enjoy, I'm so glad that you did.
You have no say in the matter. But thank you so much for listening. I hope the first two stories were kind of cooked, but the third one really warmed your heart.
Yeah.
And we're
closing
happy for...
Closing it off on a happy note.
We're happy for Bro and his bros.
Hopefully, all of his bros.
All 18 of his bros. And I hope that guy's sister can find some clothes that she doesn't have to vulture off of his passed away wife.
Absolutely. What was the other one?
That was the tattoo.
Oh, right.
And I hope she got
that
tattoo.
I hope she got that damn tattoo.
Go get that fucking tattoo.
Go get the bouquet of flowers on you, girl.
Those daisies or whatever.
Whatever it was.
Whatever flowers. I don't know.
You deserve it.
Yes, you earned it. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, guys. This was episode 5 of No One Asked.
Yes.
We will see you next week for our final episode.
It's gonna be fun.
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
Tears will be shed, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Let us know in the comments if anyone's going to miss this podcast. Or
we'll maybe do it during the summer. Just the audio quality won't be as good.
Absolute garbage. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.